I call to witness those who scatter dust by dispersing, and those who bear the load of rain, and those who move on the water gently, and those who distribute it by command. Verily, the promise made to you is true. The judgment will indeed take place. The heavens webbed with tracks is witness you are surely caught in contradictions, from which only he turns who is turned away. Perish will those who just guess and speculate, who are lost in deception. They ask, when is the day of judgment? The day they will be burnt in the fire, and told, taste your punishment. This is what you were trying to hasten. Surely those who fear God and follow the straight path will be amidst gardens and fresh springs of water, receiving what is given them by their Lord. They were surely the virtuous before this. They slept little in the night, and every morning asked forgiveness, in whose wealth the suppliant and the deprived had a share. There are signs in the earth for those who are firm in their faith, and within yourselves. Can you not perceive? There is in the heavens your sustenance, and whatever has been promised you. By the Lord of the heavens and the earth, this is certainly true even as you speak. Has the story of Abraham's honored guests come to you? When they came to him, they said, peace. He answered, peace. They were a people he did not recognize. So he hurried to the house, and brought a fatted calf, and placing it before them said, won't you eat? He felt afraid of them. But they said, have no fear, and gave him the good news of a wise son. His wife came out lamenting, striking her forehead, and said, I am old and barren woman. They said, thus said your Lord. He is indeed all-wise and all-knowing. He said, what is then your business, O messengers? They said, we have been sent to a wicked people so as to let loose clods of clay on them marked by your Lord for those who waste their substance. So we evacuated everyone who was a believer there, but did not find more than a single family of believers. We left a sign in this for those who fear the grievous punishment, as there was in Moses when we sent him to the Pharaoh with clear authority. But he turned to his counselors and said, he is a magician or lunatic. So we seized him and his armies and threw them into the sea, for he was worthy of blame. In Ad, also is a sign, when we sent a blasting wind against them, which turned everything it touched to ashes. And in Thamud, when we said to them, enjoy yourselves for a while. But they disobeyed the command of their Lord, so they were destroyed by a thunderbolt, and they could only gape, and neither stand up nor defend themselves. So had we destroyed the people of Noah before them, they were surely a sinful people. We built the heavens by our authority, and we are the Lord of power and expanse. We spread the earth the carpet, what comfort we provide. And we created pairs of everything, that you may contemplate. So turn to God. I give you a clear warning from him. Do not set up another god with God. I give you a clear warning from him. Even thus no apostle came to those before them, but they said, he is a sorcerer or a madman. Is this the legacy they have passed down from one to the other? In fact, they are a rebellious people. Turn away from them. You will not be blamed. But go on reminding them, as reminding benefits the believers. I have not created the jinns and men, but to worship me. I want no sustenance from them, nor do I want them to feed me. God is certainly the great provider, Lord of strength and power. Those who do wrong will indeed come to the same end as their fellows of old. So let them not ask me to hasten the punishment. Alas, the woe for those who refuse to believe in the day which has been promised them.